The shortest route for Cubans migrating to the U.S. is still by sea, entering through Miami, but it's dangerous, even deadly. The worst 330 miles Jorge Malledo ever traveled. That was 10 years ago. So Malledo says earlier this year when his son decided to leave Cuba, the first step was to fly him to Ecuador, where there are no visa requirements.
Estuvo en Ecuador alrededor de dos o tres semanas.
He was in Ecuador for 2 or 3 weeks. Then he went through Colombia, Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico, and finally the United States. It's quite a trek, but it's currently the only chance if you want to avoid the ocean.
La otra opción es el mar.
It took months for Malledo's son to arrive in Texas. But he's far from alone. Thousands of Cubans are making the long journey. In 2013 alone, 40,000 Cubans entered the U.S. by land, many by way of Ecuador. Amanda Pawson is with Refugee Services of Texas, one of the country's largest refugee resettlement agencies. She says numbers like these were unheard of in the last decade, but three things have contributed to the large influx. First, in 2013, Cuban President Raúl Castro made it easier for Cubans to leave their country. They no longer need an exit permit. Second, in 2014, President Obama launched a policy to ease tense relations with Cuba, dating back to the Cold War. And third, many Cubans began to get nervous. What are they afraid of?
That they will no longer have special privileges that basically entitle Cubans to be treated as refugees upon arrival to the United States and thus are choosing to migrate immediately.
Under immigration rules dating back to the 1960s, people from Cuba are the only foreign nationals entitled to a work permit and a social security number upon arrival in the U.S. No questions asked. They can also receive financial assistance for housing and job training. Pawson says service providers like Refugee Services of Texas want changes.
What we want to advocate is that groups as the Cuban parolees are not given dollars that are earmarked for refugees. The refugee crisis globally is at a peak, and funding to assist these groups is not necessarily increasing.
In the current climate, where changes in immigration policy could come quickly, the number of Cubans arriving in South Texas continues to rise. On a recent trip to the border, I saw immigration authorities struggling to keep up with processing the large contingent of Cuban arrivals. An official said even access to the bathroom was closed because while they were processing people from Cuba, they hold them in makeshift cells. Their numbers were so large, they had to close an entire section of the building. A few minutes after his release, a Cuban arrival named Ángel Hernández Rodríguez told me he had heard changes in policy are imminent. So, a month ago, he decided to fly 1,600 miles to Ecuador and then travel 2,900 miles by land to the United States. And here we are, he says, to start a new life. Because no matter what happens, it will always be a better life than the one I had in Cuba. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.